We're doing Jewish history, and we're up to the year 3316. So we had learned how Yoshiyahu was assassinated by the Egyptian king Paro Necho, the Egyptian king who was crippled. Our tradition is that he became crippled when he tried to ascend King Solomon's throne. King Solomon's throne had many steps leading up to the throne, and on those steps there was some kind of mechanism where the animals, the shapes that were engraved of animals, they would take his feet and lift them up like an escalator. So there was some kind of mechanism where his weight, by pushing down with one foot and then putting down his next foot, they would just keep transferring the weight. And there was some kind of gear system in the chairs that made him, that basically took him up. Now, this Pharaoh didn't know how to use the chair. So when he put his foot down, in the words of Chazal, the lion got upset at him that he was trying to ascend Solomon's throne, and he gave him a whack and knocked out his foot out of position, and so he couldn't walk after that. So he was called Paro Necho, Paro the Crippled. So in spite of his handicap, he did have quite an army, and he killed the pious King Yoshiyahu. We learned how when his son Eliakim, Paro appointed him and changed his name to Yehoiakim. He was 25 years old. And then when Yehoiakim became king, so Yirmiyahu was prophet. He told him his prophecies, and Uriah. And Yehoiakim, his father was so pious, Yehoiakim got upset at Uriah, and so he personally killed Uriah the prophet. At that time, our Kohen Gadol is Azariah, and as we move forward, our sages say that Yehoiakim was taken into captivity into Babylon, and he spent 37 years there. It's at that time that Yechezkel went into exile, and Yechezkel was the prophet. The Navi Yechezkel was put in jail in Babylon for 5 years. It was when Yechezkel was all of 30 years old that he compiled his work, the prophecy of Ezekiel. Others say that he didn't even write it, that it was the sages of his day who heard his prophecies, and they wrote it. Now, Yechezkel was extraordinarily good-looking, and Yechezkel was killed by the Jewish people. There were Jews who brought the untimely death of Yechezkel, and our tradition is that he was buried in the burial of Shem, the son of Noah. He was buried next to Shem. So Yirmiyah receives his tradition from Zephaniah, one of the 12 shorter prophets. And now we're up to the year 3319, and we're up to the Nebuchadnezzar, who will ultimately come and destroy the temple. Nebuchadnezzar, the second Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, who will actually ascend upon Jerusalem, etc., as we will see. So that's where we're up to now, the year 3319. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.